ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking with Chief Chuck Hoskins, and just recently you had the Registry Act passed by the council. Congratulations on that. It was a big move.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, Cherokee Nation does a great deal year in and year out to preserve all history, which is a history that we celebrate, but it's something, you know, we know the world. People locally who come and see the sites and learn about our history, and then people who cross the country, and some people come from around the world to learn what Cherokee history and culture is. One of the challenges we have, really twofold. One is we have sacred sites, historic sites that by the passage of time are, you know, they're crumbling, and we need to preserve them. And the other is we need to prioritize what we do at the Cherokee Nation, spending millions of dollars towards historic preservation in any given year is a good thing, but we want to make sure that we're spending it in accordance with the right priority. In other words, what sites need to be saved, what's the most culturally and historically significant sites. And so that's what the Historic Registry Act is all about.
All right, great. One thing that's popping up here in the news quite a bit is this thing about gambling in the casinos and the governor wanting to, I guess, redo a compact. It seems a little complicated. Where are we in this back and forth?
Well, where we are right now is the tribe of state that engage in casino gaming, that's more than 30, do so under an agreement with the state. We need an agreement with the state as a general matter, because that's how we do Class 3 or Las Vegas-style gaming, the table games, the more sophisticated slot machines. We've had that compact in place 15 years. It's been a win-win proposition. Right now, as far as I can tell, the only person in the state that thinks it expired, or expires rather at the end of this year, is the governor of the state of Oklahoma. All of the tribal leaders, though, are united behind the idea that it has renewed. The former governor who negotiated the compact, former Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry, says it automatically renews. And just to get a little more of a deep dive here, the reason it renews is that there are certain conditions that needed to be met, that the state and the tribes wanted to see met at the end of 15 years for the compact to continue. Those have been met. One of them is the continuation of pari-mutuel horse racing, which of course has continued. That's just one of a condition that's been met to continue it. But it doesn't mean we can't talk about the rates. Right now, across the state, tribes pay between 4% and 6% of the Class 3 gaming revenue under the compact. We can certainly talk about that, but what we don't want to happen, the reason we're so united, is if the compact really terminated the last day of December, it would disrupt an industry that has provided so many jobs for Oklahomans, so much revenue for all 4 million Oklahomans through the fees we send to the state and through the investments we make in our communities. It would be such a disruption to the economy. And clearly the state and the tribes never contemplated that. So there's where we are. We're at a disagreement with the governor over his interpretation of the compact. I think this will eventually be resolved, but we're not going to resolve it by conceding to this idea that everything grinds to a halt at the stroke of midnight, New Year's Eve. In fact, it'll be the opposite. If you go to any of the casinos that we operate, the same is true for tribes across the state. Business will be booming New Year's Eve, and business will continue to be strong January 1st and into 2020, which again is a good thing for the entire state because of the industry that that's such a robust industry. It supports so many families, and it supports so much of the economy.
Now, has the governor indicated what he might or might do on January 1st from his side?
Well, he has not clearly indicated what he will do. We know his options are extremely limited in terms of what he can do. I mean, it's not as if he can send in agents to shut down casinos that are operating on sovereign land. The avenue would appear to be, you know, to take some legal action to, again, shut down the Class 3 portion of the gaming that happens in these casinos. But again, you're talking about what would be a huge disruption to the economy. Not just the tribes in terms of the revenue we generate. Of course, we plow every penny of what we generate back into the state, but I'm talking about disrupting vendors, small businesses that serve the casinos, the thousands and thousands of families who have a family member working in these casinos. Be very disruptive. He'll have to make that decision. What he could do is just simply join the rest of the state, frankly, who look at this issue and agree with the tribes, and just come to the table, and we can start talking about rates, the things that you can talk about within the compact. It really comes down to him just putting aside this issue of the Class 3 gaming coming to a halt at the end of this year. We'll see what happens. I'm hopeful, and I'm an optimist, that we'll reach some resolution, because, again, I think the people of the state of Oklahoma, as they look at this issue, understand that, my goodness, why would we want this to stop? Sure, let's talk about percentages and what kind of games are in these casinos, but let's not grind everything to a halt. I think that's just common sense.
Did you ever think that you would be in a situation like this with Governor Stitt? I mean, yet or even close?
Well, I never thought, it's a good question, I never thought, Tom, that we would be in this situation. I mean, I took office in August, and of things that I had on my plate, sure, I knew we'd have to at some point talk about the compact, whether we should make any adjustments with it, but I never thought we'd be in a situation where you had the governor declaring that we would be engaged in illegal gaming January 1st, that businesses that did business with us would be engaging in some sort of unlawful activity, which he's done in the press. It's really jarring, the statements that he's made. And here's the problem for us all 4 million Oklahomans, citizens of Indian nations that are Oklahomans, and Oklahomans across the state, leaders of tribes, leaders of the state. It's not just that the rhetoric coming from the governor makes it difficult to deal with the state on this compact. We have a lot of other issues we deal with the state on presently and in the future. And I'm concerned that the rhetoric is damaging the relationship between the state and the tribes. And in the past, you know, 20, 30 years, the relationship's actually been good and actually great in recent decades, to the benefit of everyone. I mean, we've resolved issues concerning car tag compacts, different taxation issues, hunting and fishing. We resolved all sorts of things. We worked together to solve problems concerning toxic waste in part of Oklahoma. We work with the state in so many ways that people don't see, but we do so because we're at a position of mutual respect. But when you have a governor saying that we're, you know, casino operators and sort of a derisive tone, and that we're going to be breaking the law, that's not helpful at all. I don't think it's respectful.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, Chief?
No, I just want the people, your listeners, to understand that the casinos are going to continue to operate January 1st. Business will continue to be good, but that means that the people of the state of Oklahoma will win, because, again, we have sent billions of dollars to the state in exclusivity fees. We reinvest what we earn locally into communities, helping people with better drinking water, better roads, infrastructure, economic development. We do all sorts of things. That's going to continue, and I want people to know that. We'll resolve this eventually, but there's not going to be the disruption that the governor talks about.
All right. Thank you very much.